It's time to take a look back on this week's market activity, and this week we get to visit with Heather Ramsey from the ARC Group based out of Lincoln. And Heather, kind of a rough close there on Friday coming off of that USDA report, and we'll talk about that here in a minute, but let's just get a look at our weekly numbers first.
Yeah, Shaylee, it was an interesting week. Friday definitely kind of swayed our point of view, I think, on the week. But if you look at the weekly change on corn, we're only seeing Dease corn off about a penny week over week. We're seeing beans off 3 to 3.5 cents week over week on that November board. And then if you look at the July Kansas City wheat market, off about 9 cents week over week. So really, wheat kind of snuck in there and was our big loser for the week. Contrary to what happened Friday made it feel like beans probably should have been our big loser, and they weren't.
All right, and then let's go into the USDA report. Came out Friday, and really a pretty rough close there at the end of the day.
Yeah, that USDA report, I don't know that it was necessarily shocking, seeing bigger stocks reported for September 1 on both corn and beans and wheat for that matter, but it was bigger than maybe we were totally expecting, if that makes sense. So it was bigger than the big we thought it would be. There you go. Corn coming in at $2.14 billion. So that would be our final carryout number for the 2017-2018 crop. And then beans coming in at $0.438 billion. So again, that's a really big number for beans. Probably the biggest one we've seen in 5-10 years. That's about $100 million more than the same time period last year. So that's a lot of our difference there is made up of these China tariff issues. So that's kind of where we ended up. Those are bigger than the estimates that we thought they would be. That's why the market tanked so hard. And we saw beans finish off, 10 cents in that new crop Nov 18 board.
And so as combines get into the field, it's a very busy time of year for producers. What's the conversation you're having with them as far as their options? Sometimes they're not always aware when they get in the thick of harvest, and they're not always aware of what their options are this time of year and beyond, really.
I get asked a lot, specifically around beans right now, what are we supposed to do with these overrun beans? Well, I will say this, this isn't the time of year that we want to be making massive pricing decisions. So if you don't have to price them right now, we need to figure out a way to capture hopefully some market appreciation, but do it in a smart way, not exposing ourselves so much that then if the market does continue to go down on us, we're just wide open again for more market losses. So one of the easiest things to do, I think, is pricing these beans and then taking a portion that you're willing to reinvest into potential upside. That portion is different for everybody. Some guys, 20 cents a bushel on beans is fine. Some guys are okay with spending 30 cents a bushel on beans and having that upside opportunity there. So if you're going to do something like that, you want to price the beans. You want to go and buy options. If you buy an option and you don't sell anything else to kind of limit your upside, it's going to be a little bit more expensive. If you buy an option, sell another topside option. So that way you're limiting yourself to about pick a dollar. Maybe you just want a dollar worth of upside. That's really going to reduce the cost to put on that upside strategy in those beans. The other thing that you can do with the elevator, this doesn't protect your downside at all. So it's not my most favorite way of staying in the market. But you could go on strictly lock-in basis. Obviously, basis is not pretty right now. You don't want to take, the neighborhood of the 120 to a buck 50 under. However, you have to kind of weigh the market you're in. Is basis going to appreciate enough to offset having it in a storage position? That's a really good question. A lot of times storage is 4 to 5 cents a month on beans. So between, now and November 1st, really, do you think that basis is going to appreciate a nickel? If you think the answer is yes, then I guess storage wouldn't be the worst opportunity for you. If you think it's no, then you might as well go ahead and lock in basis and force yourself the price by the end of October. So there's a lot of different things you can do. I think the biggest message for me to the farmer right now is make sure you're educated on what's out there and what's available. Talk to someone independent, like any one of us here at the ARC Group, and get an independent opinion of how you can stay in the game, how you can make best pricing decisions versus, you know, whether it's spotting and buying upside back, or if it's, you know, using that cash market game to kind of get ahead. But I would definitely say talk it through with somebody. Sometimes that's the biggest hurdle, is talking through all the pieces. You know, what can I do? What are my opportunities? What's available? When do I need this cash flow? Is it this year, next year? Do I mind having it sitting somewhere unpriced that maybe isn't the most reputable location? Or, you know, you got to really talk through all those pieces. And so that's what we're doing on Beans. There's a lot of different solutions out there. An easy one, like I said, is pricing and going and buying some, you know, range bound upside. So you can still participate if the market rallies, but if it doesn't rally, then you've totally locked in your price and you are not susceptible to any more price drops.
All right. Thanks so much. It's Heather Ramsey with the ARC Group based out of Lincoln. For more information, you can give them a call toll free 866-574-2724 or go online to agriskconsulting.net.